Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
The livestock futures today made new contract highs here as August went above 140, went all the way up to 141.67 was the high before closing substantially off that. It closed, it looks like, at 139.95. So the only month that closed above 140 was the September's at 140.35, up 62. But it did make new highs. Now, early this morning, it seemed like most of the rally was due to short covering. That was people that had been short or hedged getting out and buying those contracts back. That drove it up. But then it was actually lower on the day before closing where it did, 50 to 70 higher. Fats were 60 or 90 higher here with April at 124.20. They had been at such a large discount to the cash market, and so that's corrected here. Up to this point, there hasn't been any deliveries, which started two trading days ago. So the fact that it's rallying could incite some deliveries there. But it hasn't happened as of yet. The box beef at midday was basically unchanged, up 41 cents on choice, 209.78. That has rallied back about $10. Select was down 47 at 199.13. Not much cash trade here as we get through midweek. Only one load traded at 126 on the Fed Cattle Exchange.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures today, corn up a penny and a half. Beans were the leader here, up 9 cents, with November new crop beans up 8 1/4 at 956 3/4. The wheat, Chicago down 1 1/2, Kansas City up 1/4. Cotton today down 28 cents in December at 73.08. Now, we had a monthly report yesterday for the grains. Some of the bigger things that were really impactful here. On soybeans, we have a stocks-to-use ratio of 10.9%. That's double what it has been, so it just shows that we're increasing the supply, and we've got about 30 or 40 days worth of pipeline soybeans, which is a lot better than the 10 to 20 days we did have in 2014 and 13. So quite a big increase there. Now, corn looks like that stocks-to-use ratio is up to 16%. It was at about 12.5% over the last couple of years. So increasing supplies for beans and corn are a main driver here. And that's what's been weighing here on these grain futures. And wheat's no different. Wheat, we have about a 51.8% supply. So we have a six-month supply of wheat after using a whole year's worth of wheat. So overall, that's weighing on the grain markets. And as always, the markets do work. The higher prices go, the more we produce. And that's what's weighing on the markets.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.